American intelligence believes Iran is stepping up cyber warfare on a broad scale, according to a New York Times report. Joining us now, the chief Washington correspondent of the New York Times, David Sanger, who is author of the book Confront and Conceal Obama's Secret War and Surprising Use of American Power. You write in this latest article that there appears to be an emerging shadow war of attacks and counterattacks between Iran and the West. What's the latest?
Oh, this most recent attack that you saw on the Saudi oil company Aramco, the old Saudi-American oil firm, appears to have come out of Iran. It's not clear whether it came out of the new cyber core that the Iranians announced in 2011 that they were putting together as part of what they call their passive self-defense operation. Now, of course, the Iranians would make the point, not entirely unreasonably, that the big cyber attacks between the U.S. and Iran started here and with Israel in the operation known as Olympic Games, which I describe in Confront and Conceal. And that was, of course, the long-running cyber attacks on the Iranian nuclear facilities, started in the Bush administration, expanded in the Obama administration. So it's not all that surprising the Iranians would strike back. So far, they don't appear terribly sophisticated at it.
Now, on the other hand, the Defense Secretary Panetta is warning all of us that all of this could lead to what he has described as a cyber Pearl Harbor. Is that hyperbole?
Well, there's a little bit of that. And, of course, the phrase has been used many times before in congressional testimony and so forth. I think it's a way to try to get private industry to wake up to the fact that most of the targets in the United States for cyber attack are in the hands of private industry. They are, of course, the electric power grids, the water supplies, the stock exchanges, the cell phone systems. And, you know, one of the great sources of tension between the government so far and private industry has been the degree to which the government can mandate protections on what they call critical infrastructure. So I think that's a good part of what Secretary Panetta was trying to do was a bit more of a wake-up call. Some private industry, particularly the banking sector, is already, you know, pretty aware of these issues and deals with them every day.
And are we going to see more offensive capabilities from the U.S. military? They've tried not to use that word, but that's essentially what they're saying they're going to do, right?
Yeah, he danced around, Secretary Panetta danced around the use offensive throughout, but obviously Olympic Games, what the rest of the world came to know as the Stuxnet virus, is an example of a growing American offensive capability. Now, as in the Cold War with nuclear weapons, any offensive capability also has a deterrent effect. And I think part of the debate inside the U.S. government is the degree to which officials should start talking about the American offensive capability so that they can begin to create some deterrent effect. The other argument to that is that the U.S. doesn't really want to advertise much of what it's developed because it thinks it's got a significant lead over the rest of the world.
Have we in any way encouraged Iran and other nations with our own cyber war activities?
Well, good question. I mean, look, there was cyber activity underway before President Bush and President Obama expanded the Olympic Games operation against Iran. Obviously, there are American companies and the government have been the subject of cyber attacks from China and Russia for many years. What's different is that when the U.S. attack happened, it was an attack on Iranian infrastructure where you go through the computers to attack, in this case, the nuclear infrastructure. And that's the kind of attack that previously we could only do with, say, sabotage or an air attack. And that's what made that different. And that's, of course, what worries people about attacks on the United States.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times.